There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast.
On the left.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Hello, nurse.
Seduction.
Remember?
Hello, nurse.
Hello, nurse.
Hello, nurse.
What is that from?
Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, nurse.
I wonder, in that world, did the nurse kill 8 infants?
Maybe that's the entire plot of Animaniacs. We don't know it. Much like they say about Rugrats, where they're all dead.
Yeah. They all were like drowned in the tub, I think.
Something like that.
And it was 7 infants, and it's allegedly.
Oh, wow. So
legally covered.
Yeah, legally covered. And I'll go ahead and say that is the last time I'll say that word. This episode, legally covered for the rest of this episode, allegedly. And
blanket allegedly.
It's true. And we did cover this a little bit on Side Stories, but now we have
going to be covering it on The Last Podcast on the Left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Marcus has brought his butt-like energy.
Yes, he did.
To this property. Now we're staying current.
Yeah,
we are.
Liz Truss,
she's gone.
Saying words. We're here. We're in London town. It is foggy, which I do think is kind of on the nose a little.
It's an accurate stereotype. Ben, Marcus, and Henry hanging out. We had a fantastic evening in London. We had our beef Wellingtons for the first time. And if you do have a chance to get a beef welly, take it, because it was delicious.
It's a delicious meat pastry.
Fuck it up, though.
They can.
Fuck it up. But
I wouldn't have one in America.
No, I would not have one in America.
No. All right. Well, speaking of fucking up, today's episode, it is current. We're on the tip, the cusp of modern crime.
Yeah.
Lucy Letby.
Ah, that's right.
Let's just say, not the nurse you want, but the nurse some got.
What is scarier than a nurse? I mean, because it's spooky season. And what's scarier than a nurse that makes Halloween decorations?
Not
little baby skeletons.
Oh, we'll get into it.
Nurse Lucy Letby is on trial right now. She is accused of the murder of 7 mostly premature babies and the attempted murders of 10 others. And honestly, this case is like nothing I've ever seen.
Because truly, you came at this with a fascination, because Kissel was kind of into it. You were fascinated with it.
Yeah.
I was looking up pies. Like, I was really in that frame of mind. I looked at some haunted places, but still, like, because I was looking at the news tracks go by about Lucy Letby, and my first instinct when I saw it was like, maybe she just sucked at it.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. It's like, I think maybe she's just bad. You know, that's what they do when people are bad. They just move them around.
But
like,
that is true. No, they do do that.
They
Dr.
do
Death
do yeah.
show
yeah.
that. They yeah. do that, but not in this case.
Unfortunately, she was very good at committing murder.
We don't know. Allegedly.
While most killer nurses are so-called angels of death on power trips, maintaining they're just putting sick patients out of their misery, Lucy Letby, as we'll get into, seems to have actually enjoyed the cruelty of the act.
To be fair, when I am old, if I hit 90, I'm going to a hospital called Angels of Death. And I want, at this point, it'll probably just be legal to put me out of my misery.
Yeah. I'm rooting for euthanasia.
Thank you.
It's also interesting because she kind of looks like Allie Mack from Nexium.
Wow, she does.
She has
a little bit of that, like, semi-hot white woman, like, wide-eyed, like, I just love the children. Like, that vibe about her. You know, it's more like, oh, I love the children.
Right.
But here, I feel like, aren't most nannies and nurses magical?
Of course. They have umbrellas. They can fly. They can float.
Don't they, like, play a whistle and their hat gets big and then they jump into it and the hat takes them to the next family where the father died in the war and then she has to, like, teach them all, like, how to shave and how they can get into the war?
Mary Poppins. There's a statue of her. Yeah. Absolutely. Right near where we're at.
Yeah. Henry, you just, like, combined Mary Poppins, Willy Wonka, and The Sound of Music.
It's all the same.
That sounds fantastic.
I mean, that's the extended universe we need to create.
And of course, let's not forget the supporting cast of Nazis in The Sound of Music. Where is their appreciation?
Thank
Come
you.
Come on. I also love your impression of a white woman. It's just Michael Jackson?
The ultimate white woman.
Well, from what we've heard from testimony, from the trial that's still ongoing, Lucy Letby seems to have relished in finding different ways to kill babies. Mm. And she didn't do it painlessly either. Ugh. Like, say, like Harold Shipman. It's just like putting the insulin in, letting him go to sleep. Instead, Lucy Letby seems like she was hell-bent on inflicting the maximum amount of pain and misery on what are arguably the most vulnerable human beings in existence. Gee, premature babies.
Oh my God.
Honestly, the only way I'd really search for cruel ways to kill babies as if they were all sort of like controlled by nanomachines. Sure. And then I was attacked by a group of 15 to 20 premature babies that I'd have to beat off from with a shovel.
Well, but if that's they're robotic,
that's not their fault.
No, that's not their fault. No. At that point, that you're mixing a multiple genres here.
Yeah. 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 You're mixing horror, you're mixing science fiction. It's too much.
I'm reading a lot alone in the hotel room.
Lucy Letby, 32, from Hereford, England. I think I looked it up. I think it's Hereford.
See, we're learning.
Great. Yeah.
She denies murdering 5 boys and 2 girls and attempting to murder another 5 boys and 5 girls between June 2015 and June 2016. But let's go through a bit of the timeline here as far as the investigation goes.
Okay.
In July 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital, that's in Chester, very right south of Liverpool, right southwest of Manchester.
Oh, so that's where it's you. If you're 15 years old, you have to be drunk.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They stopped accepting premature infants born before 32 weeks, partly due to an unexplained high mortality rate in 2015 and 2016. Hmm. Instead, the premature infants were diverted to other hospitals in the northwest of England.
Kind of reminds me of when we all lived in the really intense section of Brooklyn. Do you remember there was that Woodhull Hospital?
Woodhull, yeah. I've been to Woodhull recently. It's worse than it's ever been.
Oh, it hasn't gotten better?
It's gotten much worse.
And I remember
the walls
people
are now noticeably stained.
Oh, great. Yeah. And I remember people saying, if you get shot in the waiting room at Woodhull, you should call a taxi to take you to another hospital. So that's got to be crazy thinking about that. Like, they had to, like, so many babies died, they have to just be like, we're gonna hold on this.
Yeah, pump the brakes a little bit.
I mean, to put it into perspective, the death rate of babies at this hospital was over 10% the average expected death rate for maternity wards in the UK.
And it's just this one woman. See, you too can make a difference. And that's what this is all about.
Here's the escalation. Just 2 babies died at the Countess of Chester Hospital in 2013. In 2014, that number was 3 babies. 2, 3, not bad. In 2015, 8 babies died.
Uh-oh.
Then in 2016, 5 babies died by June.
Dang.
So, and that's when 5 babies were dead by June, they're like, cut it off. Send them somewhere else. Well, we got to look into this shit. There's something wrong.
It seems like she was escalating then.
Yeah.
Well, it's also kind of nice that it wasn't like 25 babies. You know what I mean?
She only had so many hours in the day.
They at least saw that. They were like, let's stop now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a series of investigations was initiated to ascertain the reasons for the sharp rise in mortalities, with an independent review being carried out by the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health.
Number one, we got to look at the video games these kids are playing. Number two, what kind of music they listening to.
I blame a lot of this on rock and roll.
Yeah. And despite this report finding some staffing levels, quote unquote, inadequate, the Foundation Trust were unable to identify the fundamental cause of the high mortality rate, with the independent report similarly finding, quote, no single cause or factor identified to explain the increase seen in the mortality numbers. However, suspicion fell on Lucy Letby when she went on vacation with her parents and the number of infants getting sick and dying significantly dropped.
Hmm.
I want to find out where she went on vacation and find out if the baby mortality rate rised up.
No joke, dude.
If you're down in Ibiza or something, you find out all these babies are dying at raves. First of all, again, fentanyl.
Oh, it's huge.
But then look for Lucy Letby.
So she was so blatant and it was so obvious that she was the only variable that was like, as soon as it's removed, things change.
Yeah. But perhaps the biggest tell was the fact that when the infant mortality rate was high on the night shift where Lucy Letby was, they switched her to the day shift. And then, of course, babies started dying on the day shift.
Let's see what she can do in the light.
But I already started getting some emails when we briefly covered this on Side Stories talking about this. And it is like, they do communicate within the hospital.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that there's sometimes on your shift there's somebody that's like not the sharpest syringe in the toolkit.
Right.
And they watch them. They kind of like all notice because they know that it's they are the line. They are the ones that are really they're on the ground. They're watching all this shit happen, especially nurses. And just like thinking about that, too. Like, think about that. Like, you have to sit with this woman who's just like, I love a child. You're looking at her spacey face and like blonde hair and shit. And they're like, okay, let's try her in the morning. Maybe she's just gets grumpy at
Maybe
night.
It's a grumpy thing, yeah.
No, they talked to each other about it. There were text messages that came out around the time that, you know, 5-6 babies were dying. I think like in 2015, she got a text message from one of the other nurses just like, you're not having a great run of it, are you? Like,
oh, my goodness. Like,
yeah, because they didn't. They never thought in a million years that she's fucking killing babies. They just thought like, oh, my God, like she's Lucy's having it really rough. She's having a lot of babies die. This is crazy.
This is kind of like this is a really hardcore. This is very sad point of fact. But I was watching a interesting documentary about this. The term is called forgotten baby syndrome, which is that people like if you have like a set day where you basically you have a new baby, you're half asleep. You are kind of out of your mind. No, this is just normal, like a parent. And that if there's maybe a change in your schedule that it leads to forgotten baby syndrome, which is what they call it, which is you accidentally leave the baby in the car all day. And then the baby, especially if it's hot, cooks in there. Right? Yeah. It's really fucked up. But it was the story of this one dude that seemed to, again, allegedly, he might have done it on purpose because he was trying to get out of his family. And,
right. I know that story.
The guys were talking about the paramedics that had to do CPR on the babies and talking about how like that is one of the worst things. It's like they all go into trauma services. It's worse than when you like shoot a guy on the the fucking when you're on the job, you know, where like you have to go because it's horrible to lose a baby.
Yeah, must suck, dude.
You know, and
you're right, man. It must suck. It's a fucking bummer, dude.
Fucking
it's
blow a chunks, bummer, bro. Dude.
Well, I know for my truck, in my Chevy Silverado, it says, look in the back seat, baby check. And I'm like, if I see a fucking baby back there, I'm going to freak out.
A lot of shit.
I know for a fact there's not one.
Well, I mean, I can also see why maybe Lucy Letby went under the radar for a while and why there were some of the nurses saying, like, you're having a real rough run of it. Because just recently, just in the last couple of weeks, there was a report that came out that said that 45 babies who died at East Kent Hospitals Trust between 2009 and 2020 could have survived if they received better care.
You know,
jeez, it ain't easy to be a baby.
It really ain't, man. Babies are just little soft ketchup packets.
Mm-hmm. No.
They can't tell you what's going on.
No.
And if they do, then you have to kill the baby because that baby's the Antichrist.
That baby's boss baby.
Yeah, and kill landlords.
Yeah.
But as far as Lucy Letby went, they arrested her and searched her home when they noticed the correlations. And they found a note that said, quote,
I don't deserve to live. I'll kill them on purpose because I'm not good enough. I'm a horrible, evil person.
Then she wrote in all capital letters,
I am evil. I did this.
Whoa. All right. Well, that seems like a confession. Unless, of course, she's looking at a series of dead chickens that she just put into some kind of chicken pie and felt guilty about it.
But this was immediately, this was just put in the trial. They were talking about this. And now her lawyers are doing the backpedaling of like, she just, you know.
Yeah. And we'll get to that once we get to the defense at the very end, because it's fascinating what the defense is trying to come up with here. But such was the authorities' suspicion that she may have been killing a lot of babies quite often, they dug up her garden to see if they could find signs of infant remains. Jesus they thought maybe Christ. She was just grabbing babies, killing them, and burying them like she was some sort of infant Rose West.
She had the time to garden? You're going to kill all those kids? You got time to fucking make a dang daisy out there?
Yeah, if you got time to lean, you got time to bury a bunch of corpses in your garden.
Oh, my goodness. I'm starting to think anyone who gardens, they have potential to kill.
Potential. I'm actually looking really forward. I'm very much looking forward to having a garden.
We know you have the potential to kill, but not the desire.
Exactly. The potential, but not the desire. It's very important distinction.
It's a very low level of being a dictator of one plot of land. You get to be a small god to a bunch of tomatoes and decide if they live or die.
I'll mow you right now.
And as the trial is currently happening as we're recording this, we've got some grisly details on just how Lucy Letby committed these murders. And I'm going to go ahead and say these are some of the worst details of a serial killer that I've ever fucking heard. Nice. But the details on who Lucy Letby actually is are still somewhat scant. We don't know a lot about her.
Well, because again, she, from what I've seen, she was just a regular old woman. She
super regular.
Just a no track of aberrant behavior. Not that we have seen. I was looking it up today and it just seemed that she just was like, she always loved babies that I know. She's been, it's talked about this for a long time about wanting to be a nurse. And then I do wonder if there is a little bit that came out in those notes she wrote to herself, which is kind of true, is that maybe it's a little bit of the middle way that we talk about all the time, where's that she does suck at it. And then in her anger at herself for sucking at it, she also then does horrible things.
Who knows? I mean, I'm thinking perhaps she couldn't get pregnant and has some sort of anger towards that children is, for existing.
That is one of the
but
things.
But that's all speculation. I mean, who knows?
That's in the note. That is in one of her notes. It says, being like, I'll never have a family. No one will love me. I'll never have my own kids. So I have to take kids from other people.
But this is not going to help.
No, that is not going to help.
That's not how you go about adoption.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know. Like, because, yeah, that's the thing. You got to wonder at this point, like, did she get into nursing so she could kill babies? Or did it just come upon her as she was in her nursing career? Like, you have no fucking clue.
It might just be one of those things that's attached to it. Like when you get to travel for work. Isn't that nice?
you're right. So it's like hotel points.
Live from your grave.
Well, according to the highly unreliable Daily Mail, Jordan Sands, highly unreliable. I'll tell you know what? I'll remember this for the longest time. Daily Mail was the number one source of stories for Roundtable of Gentlemen.
That's why it's unreliable.
It's reliable for content.
Well, Jordan Sands, the boyfriend of one of Lucy's friends, described Lucy as a kind-hearted but awkward person. And that's the worst that anyone could say about her.
Yeah.
Another person whose name must remain anonymous termed
that's
the nurse.
Weird name.
funny stuff.
Termed the nurse as, quote unquote, an amazing person.
Okay.
One of her neighbors told the Daily Mail, quote,
I knew her when she was a little girl and she was as sweet as anything. I've seen her grow up and she seemed a lovely woman. So this news is deeply and utterly shocking. I can't fathom it.
Wow.
There's a little bit more.
When you hear these sorts of things, you always get one or two people saying, I thought there was something fishy about them. But with Lucy, all you hear is positive things.
Well, I'm hearing some negative things at this point, I must say.
It seems in her career.
Yeah, or in her life. It was never like, you know, if like, you know, Fred and Rose West to bring him up again just because we just covered him. Ugh. It wasn't like everyone knew. It was like, yeah, don't go over to their house. They're fucking awful. Right. They're horrible people. Like with Lucy Letby, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
But you know, I feel like this is kind
so
of what
makes it
happens.
More scarier almost.
It's just all in her own head. Yeah. I feel if it is indeed found to be true, I think that there is going to be, she will obviously be the subject to a lot of psychological analysis. They're going to look at her again and
she will never admit to it.
She will break down.
Well, who knows? Maybe when she's incarcerated or something. But I will say there's a beautiful actress in Hollywood right now that's going to win an Oscar for looking just slightly ugly when she plays Lucy Letby in the Lucy Letby tale.
Better be a fucking American. We need to take this.
You want to switch it around?
Yep.
Take the narrative back.
Okay.
I mean, Lucy Letby was so credible that she was even the face of a $2.6 million appeal for the hospital to build a brand new pediatric unit back in 2013, two years before the murder started.
It was always stressing about how quick the turnaround was.
Yeah, that's actually just an indictment on British faces because they were looking for a model and they're like, Lucy, you're it.
Yeah.
She's just got that, like, she's very bland. Well, she's kind of bland in a way.
Well, she's got one of those, like, three British faces.
Yeah.
You know, there's the round, the oval, and the narrow, and she's got the narrow.
We can say this because we're white and we're of British descent.
I mean, I'm
86% British right here.
You can say it.
I can say it.
I felt it a little bit when we were in Ireland. Like, I did kind of see my people a lot. There was a lot of that.
No, I see you in Ireland very much so. Now, every time we go to Ireland, I always look at you and just think, God damn.
There's a lot of him.
Yeah.
It's like multiplicity.
Yeah. It's a lot of like the tinier dog in Looney Tunes, like running around, like trying to fight each other. Yeah. And like, it does feel like that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But concerning the trial, in one testimony, a mother of twins said she walked in on Lucy Letby attempting to murder one of her baby boys. Lucy Letby then told the mother, quote,
trust me, I'm a nurse.
Uh-oh.
Lucy Letby was trying to kill the five-day-old boy when his mother arrived on the neonatal ward with his milk. Jurors were told.
Allegedly.
The almighty A word.
Well, the infant, the mother said, was, quote unquote, acutely distressed and, as I said before, this is going to get fucking awful, bleeding from the mouth.
Oh.
The woman did not realize Letby was allegedly in the process of attacking her son and was, quote unquote, fobbed off by the alleged killer.
Wait, again, hold on. What does that mean?
It's another way of saying, hey, I do love all the, you know, you can go gob yourself, you can go grip a Richard. They have all sorts, they saw different sayings here that I really do like. But it is that, I feel like this is kind of the crux of her crimes, is that statement, trust me, I'm a nurse.
Oh, that's so scary.
Because it's that thing of like, that's why she got to this lofty position. Some people, it's why we find that predators and bullies were like winnow their way into being cops and politicians and doctors and shit like that, because it's a power position that no one can counter you on.
In America, they say, trust me, I have a YouTube channel. I could never.
I literally felt like that. We saw there was like some crime going on. We were joking about that. It was all these police standing around. We want to walk. Hey, listen. We run a true crime podcast.
I think we can handle it.
Let me take a crack at it.
Take a crack at it.
You want to see my gun?
Well, the infant, who weighed just under 3 pounds at birth, rapidly deteriorated and was pronounced dead less than 5 hours after Letby was seen attacking him. The jury was told.
Okay.
A doctor present said he, quote, had never seen a baby bleed like this.
Aww.
And that the child lost more than a quarter of his total blood volume. Baby E's death, and that's how they put it. They baby A, baby B, baby C.
Yeah, they don't.
It goes
the
up to baby M.
I mean, no joke. They may not have had names yet.
Yeah,
that's where we made it to an I to Z.
Oh,
you made it to M. That's right.
And that's the real horror story.
Yeah, mid-season cancellations. That's
What? Oh, but you still pay me till we get to Z, right? Okay.
Well, baby E's death was initially put down to a gastrointestinal disorder that can occur in premature babies. No postmortem was undertaken. This, an authority said, was, quote, a big mistake.
Yeah, okay. A big wally-roo. Like that's another term that they use.
Well, experts later concluded that baby E died as a result of gas intentionally injected into his bloodstream.
Oh my God.
And, quote, bleeding indicative of trauma.
Now, gas is kind of just the nature of the element. I think that's like how they put it scientifically, but it's air.
Yeah.
They literally, it's what we covered a little bit, but again, these details are now coming out because all of the medical examiners are literally currently talking about it on British court television.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a field day with it. This is Casey Anthony times what?
Seven.
Times seven.
Times seven plus 10. Others.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Well, after killing the child, this is where it gets truly into serial killer territory. Letby then took an unusual interest in the twins' family, searching for them on social media 2 days after baby E's death and several times over the following months, even on Christmas Day.
Oh my God, that is so effing crazy and scary.
It does.
It's like the hand that rocks the cradle a little bit. She's like Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah, I really think that maybe it is either entitlement, again, allegedly, entitlement, or if it's I can't have kids, and I'm going to take them.
Maybe she was hanging out with her family. She's got a sister or a brother with kids. And so she goes and she looks.
Well, you know how it is with old Jacob. You know, they're all like, you know, putting pajamas on the kid and stuff. And you're just sitting there just like getting more and more angry at what is supposed to be the most like idyllic, peaceful scene in human nature.
Yeah.
Well, I blame Christmas.
I blame Christmas.
Sure.
Well, the nurse allegedly, quote unquote, wiped out the mother's visit from the medical records, then falsely claimed to be in another room when baby E collapsed.
Mm.
This, the prosecution alleged, was Letby trying to maintain an alibi in someone else's medical records.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, this is now where before I didn't know all the details, where you start to see the track, like
the cover up.
But then again, you know, if you're a lawyer, you say that's just because she sucked. And how many times I've had to go and try to go, like, you know, how many times I'd like, you know, milk.
You know
my
how many
hour?
Guys I've sent to the chair by accident?
Seriously, I'll send you there right now. But she did actively go brush it up. cover it up. So she knew what she was up to.
Yeah. Oh, she knew that they were coming for her.
Yeah. Ugh. Jurors were told that Letby, this story is not over with these fucking, with this family. Jurors were told that Letby then took a sinister interest in baby E's twin brother, 6-day-old baby F. The nurse allegedly administered a feeding bag laced with insulin to baby F less than 24 hours after she'd allegedly killed the other baby. But baby F survive.
My question is, how was she not immediately busted if she had to? I guess it's like, again, it comes down to just like, oh, human error. And or they like, I guess you say like, oh, she's traumatized. The other baby died. Now her head's not in the right place. And then they must have taken her off of that family, right?
Isn't there something also to the idea that like, you don't want to believe this nurse is killing premature babies? Like, who would ever do that?
But I think that's what the guy I was talking about with the forgotten baby syndrome, I think his name was Russ Hauser. I'm going to look up his proper name, but it's the same thing. I think the reason why he did it on purpose, because then again, when people come questioning, how could any father kill his 2-year-old baby this way? And that's why you can be like, yeah, you think that because you have now dissociated from any sort of morality at all, that you are, because you're so selfish and so wrapped up in your own bullshit that you just think like, well, this is the ultimate unquestionable crime.
Well, that was the guy texting with that chick you wanted to bang too, right? That was that story where he was texting with that chick he was having the affair with.
Yes, that guy's nasty. Yeah. But they were all, he was having sex with children. He was having sex with 16-year-olds.
Okay.
Well, another of Lucy Letby's alleged victims, a 3-month-old child, was left with irreversible brain damage after Letby tried 3 times to kill her by injecting milk and air into her nasogastric tube.
Jeez.
The jury was then shown a diagram that explained how inflating an infant's stomach with excess milk or air could cause them to stop breathing. Apparently, if you're trying to murder a child in a neonatal unit, this is a fairly effective way of doing it because it doesn't leave much of a trace.
So it's like how John Morrison died on his own puke. Yeah. Is that basically it? Did they vomit up the...
John Morrison was his father who died thinking about his son whipping his dick out of concert.
Oh, John Morrison's actually a pro wrestler who took Jim Morrison's character, but John Morrison... Yes, Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison allegedly died of a heart attack. Jimi Hendrix choked on his own vomit.
I can't keep up with these rock stars and their rock star lifestyle.
No, Jim Morrison died in a bathtub.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's supposedly his heart just gave out, but some say he just faked his own death. I don't know about that.
Hey, man, because why would he not be
he's now
out there,
Jane
man?
Morrison.
Yeah, I went to his grave a few days ago. I feel like he's in there.
You think he was in there? You knock on the door?
I'm not gonna...
You put your ear up, listen to some tunes?
Yeah, it smells like bacon, fat, and wine.
That'd be great.
Now, jurors were told last week that Letby, quote, was the only constant presence when 3 babies died and 1 suffered a life-threatening collapse in 2 weeks. On the neonatal unit in June 2015.
Damn.
Lucy Letby also allegedly killed 2 out of 3 triplet boys and smiled after killing another premature baby girl on the 4th attempt.
Man, she is fucking frightening.
Or she's just a shattered person that, because like you do have, there are stress responses where you can smile and laugh and shit. Like, you know, how people respond to technically what are a bunch of negligent acts that led to horrible tragedies. So now she's kind of on a roll doing, if it's true, right? The other side, if she's just fucking up again and again and again. But the idea of that, because there also seems to be something connected to triplets and twins.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also because triplets and twins are often born premature.
Yeah.
Born premature, born smaller, you know, and they need a lot more care.
Yeah. When they really wipe out an entire family.
Oh, yeah.
An authority said, quote, baby I was born very early and very small, but she survived the first 2 months of her life and was doing well by the time Lucy Letby got her hands on her.
Jesus.
Letby is accused of repeatedly pumping baby I with massive amounts of gas over a period of 2 months when she had to be resuscitated by Letby's colleagues. On one occasion, the University of Chester graduate was seen standing in the doorway of the girl's darkened room, quote, coolly watching a baby who was in crisis doing nothing.
God, she is fucking scary.
Damn.
Again, this is presenting the case because it's just so weird. It's just that, these are all the little character pieces to start to fill out like who this person actually is. Like the idea of watching. Well, but I guess also you do, if you're in that job, you're also like, I think people criticize, I see a lot of my true crime videos, people criticize 911 like call responders, like about how like cold they sound.
Yeah.
But again, the whole point is that they have to be a pinion of quote unquote sanity. They're supposed to be clinical, get you the information, route the people that need to be there, and also field for when people call that are non-emergencies and all that type of shit.
911 operators are basically machines.
Yes.
Like, that's what they have to be. They have to turn off their humanity and just be a fucking automation machine.
They are doing an incredibly important service, which is like, you got to get the information through the pipes correctly.
Absolutely. Because if you're like, someone's been shot, they're like, someone's been shot. Oh my God. No, never mind. Now you're consoling them, and then the whole thing falls apart.
New guys in the corner puking his guts.
All because you wanted some new brake pads.
Validate.
Lutby was also questioned by police about why she had sent a sympathy card to the baby's parents.
So weird.
Oh, God, that's so creepy.
She said this was the only time she had done it, but it is not often the nurses who got to know a family as well as Lucy had known Child Eye's parents. That's what she did. She got much closer. Usually there's like, again, like the 911 operators, there's a bit of a distance. You can't get involved with these people's lives, but the families of the baby she killed, she brought them closer because she wanted to see the trauma.
So it's Munchausen by proxy, yes, too, because then now I get to be a part of your tragedy.
And I get to console you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Lucy,
so do you think it was the killing of the babies that got her off or watching the suffering of the parents that got her off?
I think both. Oh, absolutely both. Because listen to this. She admitted to officers that she had kept an image of the card that she sent to the dead baby's parents on her phone, which is a case of a serial killer trophy if I've ever fucking heard
one.
Weird.
Because that's the thing. You know, that's what serial killer trophies are for, you know? So they can go back. That's why they'd keep the driver's licenses. So they can go back and relive it. She's got a picture of that sympathy card on her phone so she can look at that whenever she wants and remembers the time she killed that baby.
Weird.
And she remembers the trauma that the parents went through. She remembers all of it. It's a trophy. It's a fucking digital trophy. It's an NFT and serial killer trophy.
And that's what we're here to talk about. Everyone gets a trophy in this generation. We need more competition with our children.
It's so strange because I've never heard, this is highly unique. That she's guilty is very unique in crime because I've never heard this style. Because again, like it's just that those little hooks.
Yeah.
Where you like it's a serial killer's act.
It's so scary.
That was the one. That was the detail that kind of blew my mind of the whole case. So just like this, I've never seen anything like this. This is crazy. Like I don't know if nobody has ever existed like this, or if there's not, or there's something about
got caught,
or if there might be something to do with like technology and bringing Facebook into it, and like this is a new way.
It is the serial killer
operating. Like it's just the evolution of the serial killer.
Because you back in the day, I remember the movie 1 Hour Photo.
I love that movie.
But the guys, like, you know, Robin Williams' character becomes obsessed with people like through these private moments that he gets to experience on the side. But now we literally have social media that you can kind of almost like in your fantasy land, like I'm with their family too, and what a tragedy! And now you get to be a part of somebody else's narrative. Somebody's thinking of you now.
Yeah,
parasocial on steroids.
Yeah, I think so. But that's the thing. Following Child Eye's death on October 23rd, Letby asked her parents if they wanted to bathe their baby daughter.
Ugh.
The court was told that as the baby's mother bathed her recently departed child, Lucy Letby came into the room and, in the words of the mother, was, quote, smiling and kept going on about how she was present at Child Eye's first bath and how much Child Eye had loved it.
That is just
weird.
Also, is that normal?
To bathe
the dead baby?
Yeah, that's to do, especially with premature babies, to do like some sort of like motherly thing or like a parental type thing.
Oh, it's like a ritual thing for healing?
Yeah, for a healing thing to like, you know, you get to be like a little closer. And you get to have like a little bit of closure to it. You feel a little bit more connected.
Yeah, of course.
It's very common.
Yeah.
I'm not judging anybody for going through grief, but it's a little macabre.
It's just a lot. It's a lot. I know that, you know, I had a coworker once that was, I remember I was working at this office job. It was temp to perm. I was temp. I shouldn't have known.
You didn't get the perm?
I did get the perm. And that's where I work with Holden McNeely. But I was sitting at a cubicle and they told me that the woman who sat there before, she had just quit. And then they had found like she had all these pictures of her baby. They all dressed up like on these like little like glamour shots of her baby. And they're like, oh, your baby. Oh, that's so sweet. How old is she? You know, and then they're like,
Well, actually, she was born dead. And then we do this. We did a photo shoot with her body. And then all of the pictures at the office, man.
It's a lot.
It's just a hard conversation. I know it's like very personal and it means a lot. I get it. I'm not yucking your yum. Is that the term?
Yeah.
It's just more that it's just at the office. It's a hard icebreaker.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's again. But I guess we've been doing that since we had photography, I suppose.
Especially dead babies. Like people used to photograph dead babies all the time, especially at the advent of photography.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, it's just like, I'm a photographer. Oh, what do you specialize in?
Well, we're talking, that was child I. But by the time child L was attacked in April 2016, almost a year later, well, no, not almost a year later, about 6 months later, doctors at the hospital had grown a bit suspicious of Lucy Letby.
Yeah. Something's going on, huh?
By this time, Letby was supposed to only be working day shifts because the consultants were concerned about the correlation between her presence and unexpected deaths / life-threatening episodes on the night shifts.
So they just gave her a better schedule?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. During the day shift, there are more people
there's
more there.
People. There's more oversight.
Yeah, there's more oversight.
Because you're still kind of hoping. Because again, what you just said, like it's a crime that no one thinks that anybody would commit.
How could anyone? Yeah.
It's beyond the pale that like they just thought like, on, you know, maybe she's really bad and that we just got to look at her. And, you know, it's like, but then how do you eventually take it away? Mm-hmm. How do you go in and say like, hey, let's move you to reception?
And there is something about the mask that she wore, which is, a very vanilla woman.
Bland.
If she looked like the doctor from Reanimator, maybe people would be a little bit more suspicious.
Yeah, Dr. Crossbones just like shows up with two bleeding red eyes.
Like constantly.
He's like, I'm in oncology. You know, like he might be great.
We don't know. Doctor by its cover.
No, definitely not.
Rise from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night. Perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
Well, one consultant walked in on Letby trying to kill child K after the consultant had grown concerned about the baby being left alone with her. That's how much that suspicion came to be.
Wow.
It's like, let's move her to the day shift. And then as they looked into her more and more, it's like, I don't even want to leave her alone with the child. The consultant began to feel uncomfortable when he realized Letby was alone with the child because the consultant was beginning to notice the coincidence between the unexplained deaths / serious collapses and the presence of Lucy Letby. When he walked into the room, he noted that the infant's breathing tube was dislodged. Apparently, she was trying to kill child K when the pediatric consultant walked in on her, because that's what she was always counting on, is that I'm in here by myself. Someone walks by the window. They say, I'm in here. Oh, Lucy's got it. They're not going to come in. But then this person comes in. Letby allegedly used the hemophilia of another child known as child N as a cover under which to attack him. The disease, which causes bleeding for no reason, was attributed to many of the episodes involving the infant boy. In one instance, the infant's throat was so swollen and covered with fresh blood that a consultant was unable to get a breathing tube down. This is what one of the medical experts wrote. And this is, I think, one of the most harrowing notes I have ever read by any medical professional. This is life-threatening. He was also noted to be screaming and apparently cried for 30 minutes. This is most unusual. I have never observed a premature neonate to scream.
Good Lord.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
To scream this. Oh, my goodness. Well, all of these. Well, the.
But that wanted Halloween, motherfuckers.
The residual effects here is now this hospital is very haunted.
Yeah.
That's what I will say.
But this was very like. But that baby lived.
No, that baby died.
That baby,
it's a neonate, screamed for 30 minutes and then died.
Oh, damn. What a sad.
No, it's terrible.
Little life.
Well, that's why Lucy Letby is so insane to me. That was the second thing that really got me, is that it's not just, you know, pop. It's not,
they're
just
not just
a hot
going
shot.
To sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not just going to sleep. Like, it is intentional harm. Oof. Like, it is making it, it is making it cruel. It's making it hurt. Like, that's the biggest thing. She's making it hurt.
Which, that's why you look and you can't ever tell. Sometimes you just look into her spacey eyes and you just don't know, which is like, what?
You just don't
know.
She's
a monster. She's a fucking monster.
Now, as far as the defense has been.
Allegedly.
Very good.
Allegedly monster.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, as far as the defense has been going in Lucy Letby's trial, things, to put it lightly, are not going well.
No.
What do you mean?
Basically, it sounds like just skidding wheels. Like, you're like, you're really trying to figure out, like, how to get her out of there, yeah. Because they're like, don't we all hate babies? That's how he starts.
Everyone deserves a defense. Yeah. She's just doing their job.
Yeah, she's pled not guilty. But the defense has claimed that there is no evidence she is behind the deaths of seven babies. Jurors at Manchester Crown Court were told blame had been heaped on the nurse and to consider that coincidence may be at play.
Ooh.
Consider it.
Just consider it.
Consider it.
I mean,
it's tough.
Well, her defense lawyer showed the jury a prosecution exhibit, a grid with the names of staff on duty across the top, and across one side, the names of the children allegedly attacked. An X marked Letby being on duty at the time when a child was said to have been harmed or killed 8 times on day shifts, 16 times on night shift.
Okay.
Her defense said that this was a self-serving document.
Hmm.
He claimed that it does not show the treatment each child was receiving, the health of the baby in question, collapses by babies when Letby was not present, shortcomings in care of others, how busy the unit was, and what Letby was doing at the time of each event.
And what kind of music are these kids listening to?
Again, it's nu metal.
Okay.
It's that rap rock.
Which is no longer new.
It's new to me.
Well, that's the thing. It's new forever because it's NU with an umlaut.
I know what they've done. Yes.
New metal. Her defense also cited the post-it notes. The one, you know, I am an evil person. I did this. Letby had allegedly written, of course, I am evil. I did this, as well as I don't deserve to live. I killed them on purpose because I'm not good enough to take care of them on bits of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And her defense argued, quote,
this is the anguished outpouring of a young woman in fear and despair when she realizes the enormity of what's being said about her. It's cancel culture.
Wait, did they literally say cancel culture?
No. Oh, okay.
In the moment to herself that she wrote publicly to be read.
Well, he says that he did write it. She, like, that's their main thing, is that she's swimming with, like, her whole life falling apart, and she wrote all these sort of, like, maudlin emo notes about how, like, I'm a monster, I am evil, I must have did this, of course I did this, which is, like, it just don't help.
No,
it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Because that's
you would think if she didn't do it, she wouldn't have written that she did do it.
Well, the whole argument is that she was saying, I did this, as in, I'm not good at my job.
I'm not good at my job.
Because at that time.
Well, those can both be correct.
That's why I feel like there is sort of like, I think that there's a fucked up mix.
She may have done the first one on accident and was like, well,
Who knows? The first couple.
I mean, who knows?
The first couple, and then all of a sudden you're just, you've already kind of like,
so I just fell into being a nurse of death.
That's how it is. You've already done it. You've already crossed the fucking Rubicon.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a radio programmer and the host is gone. They're like, you've got to fill in, Phil.
Yeah.
Like, and now I've done radio for 30 years.
Yeah, that's how it all starts.
Yeah. Well, that's what the lawyer says, is that her defense, the barrister, that's what he says.
Very good.
Is that what they're called here?
Yeah, they're called barristers.
Barristers.
Yeah. I'm probably wrong about that. Maybe it's barrister when they're doing it in like a paperwork capacity and a lawyer or an attorney.
But they have wigs on, right?
Yeah, they got wigs.
Cool.
Yeah, they all got wigs.
I kind of like, I used to think it was silly, but now it's kind of fun.
I love this case was delayed because all the lawyers went on strike.
Well, that wasn't all the lawyers. That was the public defense lawyers.
Oh, like, public defense
lawyers. Yeah, it would be like if all of our,
which they should, because they deserve more money.
They deserve a lot more fucking money. But, you know, concerning Lucy Letby saying, I did this, I killed them.
Yes.
The defense is arguing she had gotten fired at that point. She had no job. So she was stressed. But she didn't have a job.
She is real stressed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still coming out. There is medical reports that need to come out, right? Because that is still a part of now of like, We need to look at the hard reports that say this is how these babies died.
A fair amount of them have.
It's rolling out now. It's just that thing where you're like, damn, dude, like, can you be so bad at your job that you become evil?
I think we'll have a relaxed Fint update then, won't we?
Yeah. No, I mean, this isn't, there's no way any of this is an accident. Like, every single one of them are so blatant, and it's beyond accident.
No,
you can't accidentally fucking squirt milk into a premature baby's stomach.
Oh, I just slipped and I fell and I had this vial of milk.
Things don't look good for Lucy Letby. But soon enough, I think it's pretty safe to say there's no way in hell Lucy's getting out of this one.
Oh.
And she just may go down as one of the cruelest serial killers in England's history.
Wow.
Which is a hard club to get into.
Yep. No kidding. And we were discussing, can you be a serial killer these days? We had the Stockton shooter.
Oh, yeah. That's
and,
like everyone, I always find that stupid hot take style of article of like the age of the serial killer is over. And just being like, unfortunately, man, that truck keeps on rolling.
Yes, it does. Also, 2015 and 2016. Weird years, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really were.
The whole effing world.
Yeah.
Here, for all of us. And again, yes. I feel like there's also a little bit of that. The chaos does sort of cover things up that was happening at the time.
Oh,
People are trying to figure out. The whole society's fucking shifting out from underneath them.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to do, how to make sense of everything. And then all of a sudden, somebody's just killing babies real random.
Making sense in a senseless world.
That's right.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
This really is a fucked up. This is a fucked up story.
Harrowing and recent, which makes it so much more personal.
This is a fucked up case.
Yeah.
This is absolutely fucked
it
up.
It is. What was the name of the guy that you wanted to mention?
It is, his name is Cooper Harris, and there's an interesting special on him.
Okay.
But the worst part about it, again, it's about performative aspects of shit, where she, Lucy Letby, the way she kind of acted was nonchalant.
Yeah.
Kind of being like, I'm a nurse. This is my job. I'm in control. I love my job. I do it well. And I think that was her cover. Where this dude, what he did was, first of all, one of the things I really pointed towards it was that up to the days leading up to when his son was basically, he died, legally, I have to say died, right? Was that Cooper Harris was constantly Googling what happens when you leave something, when you leave a baby in a hot car?
Oh, my.
You know,
well, what do you freaking think,
it
buddy.
Is the Casey Anthony
how to suffocate a child, Xanax.
Yeah,
you know,
that
is
literally what he did. And then he looked up this video that he kept showing his wife that he was like, look at this. Like, it shows like, this is my worst nightmare, babe. This is my worst nightmare, leaving a baby in a car, right? This is 3 days before the fucking baby dies in the car. And then what you then find out is that he does this whole like act out where he's like, oh, and he's like screaming in the street.
Yeah,
and then
the cop
asks for his ID, and in the body cam footage, you see him literally go like, what do you need my ID for? And you're like, that's a quick switch.
Yeah. Weird. Dude.
And then they told him that he was being filmed in the interrogation room. And as he's sitting in the interrogation room by himself, he's literally going, why? What? How could I have done this?
And he did not get a BFA like Henry did.
No, yeah. And then the cop comes in.
He didn't get asked to play a Blues Brother at Universal Studios
in
Orlando.
He definitely did not.
He didn't make the cut.
He did not.
And then he was, I didn't make the BFA program.
Oh.
They said I was too fat to train. And then I booked every show I auditioned for.
Okay.
It's called fucking life. All right. You fucking stick by your own self. Like, who's looking out for you? You're looking for your fucking self. All right.
Great.
But in the interrogation room, the cop goes to talk with him. Like, okay, so he's crying and making it all big to do about it. But the thing is that he made all these like quick phone calls. Like and they kept asking me, like, what did you do with the phone calls? He was like, I was trying to tell the daycare that things were bad.
Oh,
and then
man.
To tell them to keep my wife, make sure my wife doesn't know. And it was like, you know, obviously horseshit. But it turns out they ask him, you know, like, how's your relationship going? He's like, great. We're doing great. And then cut to, turns out she was in the process of looking for a new home. She was going to buy a new spot so she could leave him because she found him sending sexual text messages to children for a long period of time.
And by children, how old? Like, because children, when you say children, I think
15, 16.
Okay, because when you say children, I think like 12 and under.
So
you gotta specify
15,
teenagers.
15, 16.
Underage, just say underage. Teenagers.
When I see a 15-year-old, I see a child.
Yeah, but when you just say children, it's confusing.
Well,
That's it's just his hard line.
I'm sounding like a guy who's like, actually, it's called ebophilia.
But it's the whole thing where now you're looking at, but they did all that in the trial, right? So he got life in prison without parole. Okay. They said they got guilty because at the very end of it, they're like, so we're booking you right now.
Yeah.
And he goes white as a sheet. You could see it in the police interrogation. Whoa, where he's just like, why would that need to happen? It's like, this is a horrible, Hitler's like, this is a horrible accident.
You guys don't understand. I have a plan here. One of the parts of it is that I don't get arrested. So let's just redo. Do you want to take the scene again?
But he had to know. And then, because also he didn't want to give him the phone. Because when I find out that he has literally cheated on his wife over 35 times with men, women, and teenagers, Marcus.
Thank you.
Teenagers.
And, he was on child.
It's about journalistic integrity.
Sure.
Right?
And, you know, that's what we're
right.
all about.
We're all about it. But he was also a poster on the child free subreddit, on which is this people talking
about
how
that one. Yeah.
Because, you know, now they also have a term that they use called child free in spirit. Which means you have a child, but you don't want it.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? A little piece of, to wrap it up, a little bit.
No, it goes from there. Then because they put all that shit in there, which seems like evidence, right? That he killed the baby on purpose.
Yeah.
They then, the Florida Supreme Court threw it out because they're like, oh, this is unfair that he had all of these, that he has a history of like lies and all this kind of shit. And it's like, that doesn't mean he killed the baby. But even though, like, he had done all this research about how long it would take to fucking kill a baby, and he definitely went into his car several times where he would have smelled the baby inside of the car, and then he didn't. Well, he was like, I had a cold. Anyone had COVID?
Well, to wrap it up.
That's the biggest tragedy of COVID. Not being able to smell all the decaying bodies in your own home.
Romantic way, perhaps, he and Lucy should have met.
Perhaps.
Whoa. What if they hook up now?
Lucy and Cooper.
Like Rose West and Myra Hensley.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate everyone who's come out to the shows. We had a massive honor of doing the Palladium here in London.
It was crazy.
Which was such a dream come true for us. And everyone was just awesome. And all the shows have been great.
Yeah.
And so thank you. We feel really just fortunate to be out here.
It's so cool.
Entertaining people around the world.
This has been a beautiful couple weeks. It's been really nice to be out here, see all your faces. And we're not the only ones, because now Wizard Brew and Page 7.
We're putting others to work now.
This is
the beginning of the beginning of our new life.
Yes,
they work for us.
And check out the Release the Butthole Cut tour, Austin. It is November 17th, Dallas, November 18th, Washington, D.C., December 6th. Then you got Philly, Brooklyn, Minneapolis, Milwaukee.
I love
Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
Awesome.
Check it out at a city near you.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And if
you go to page7.show for tickets.
Don't worry, though. Holden will not be showing his butthole unless you request it and offer him $5. Yeah. We've seen his stream. He'll do anything $5.
You must consent to his butthole.
Right. There's a whole form you got to sign.
Yes, triplicate.
And the third form goes to the president, so you know everything's fine.
Oh, it'll be great. He'll read that right away.
Yeah, he just eats it. Got him.
Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Hail Gein.
Magustalations, everyone.
Hail me. And next week, we come in with some spookies.
Oh, yes. Hope Big everyone's spookies. Enjoying Halloween season.
Yeah, I got a pants full of spookies.
Let's end it.
I can smell it.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.